Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. America, and happy Friday. Wow, what a busy day. You want to talk about a U-turn, a 180, a flip-flop? It happened just a little bit ago up on Capitol here when Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abby Lowell, sent a note, a letter to James Comer and to Jim Jordan, the two guys running the House impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden, and saying, after second thought, our client, Hunter Biden, he'll sit for a deposition. What a flip-flop. We broke that story here first. Justin News was the first person to get word on that. It broke a couple hours ago. It is resonating all along the country. Why? Well, it's a major change. After the stunt of going up to Capitol Hill and sitting there and smirking while defying the subpoena after telling them they wouldn't do the subpoena, Abby Lowell said, you know what? Just send us a new subpoena. We will comply. Let me read you the operative quote. It's not very complicated. If you issue a new proper subpoena now that there is a duly authorized impeachment inquiry, Mr. Biden will comply for a hearing or deposition. Abby Lowell wrote, we will accept such subpoena on Mr. Biden's behalf. How nice of them. The letter, the story, all up on Just the News right now. That is a really big moment. Steve Scalise praising it right away, saying it was a big deal. And of course, it is a major reversal for Hunter Biden. And people say, why do you think it happened, John? Why is it? And I'm going to give you that answer in a second. But first, let me tell you who's on the show today. Jim Jordan is on the show today. We had him last night for a while. He has some big things. He subpoenaed Avril Haines, the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, in the freedom of speech case, the censorship case of government activities. Then we've got Barry Loudermilk, the man that has broken more news on January 6th in the last few months than anybody. He's running the investigation there. He's got reactions to some of the big scoops we dropped earlier this week, including the Secret Service records, which contradict a part or conflict with a part of the House Democrats' J6 committee findings, as well as what we've been talking about with Cassidy Hutchinson, the star Democrat witness, former Trump White House aide. And, well, she's changed her story a lot, we now know, right? And she likes to blame her lawyer and other things. I think you're going to hear from Chairman Loudermilk, Barry Loudermilk. He's the chairman of the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee, that he's going to ask both Cassidy Hutchinson and her former lawyer, Stefan Passantino, to submit to some questions, interviews, and turnover documents. Maybe the star witness is going to be on the box one more time, this time with a different set of questions, I suspect. Well, that's our show today. Jim Jordan's going to have a lot of stuff. Now, let me explain the Hunter Biden thing. People say, well, why would he make this flip-flop? I think there are three very important things. One is, after the precedent of the Biden DOJ prosecuting Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro for contempt of the January 6th committee, it would be almost impossible for Merrick Garland to say, I've changed my mind on this. I have a new outlook on this. So there's a high probability that now that they were moving towards enforcement of the subpoena, that it would ultimately be enforced by the DOJ, which means Hunter Biden already facing 17 years in prison on tax charges in California, up to a year, I think it is, in prison on the 3 gun charges in Delaware. He could face penalty and prosecution for the contempt of Congress. And I think that's the first reason. I think the second reason is that the Biden White House felt really, really uncomfortable, as did others in the Biden sphere, about the stunt that went on Wednesday when Hunter Biden and his two lawyers, Abby Lowell and Kevin Morris, the guy who gave him all that money, loans, I think it's up to $6 million now when you count the paintings that Kevin Morris bought and the loans that Kevin Morris gave Hunter Biden, a $6 million man, how about that? Well, in that scenario, what do you think, right? What is the key to it? How do you look at this? What is the optics on this? How do you think about it going forward? And I think most Democrats looked at it and said, hey, we've been in your corner, Joe Biden. We're fighting. But sitting there with a smirk only added to the notion that Hunter Biden really had contempt for Congress. It wasn't a good look. And remember, a lot of these people on the House and Senate are former colleagues of Joe Biden when he was in the United States Congress for four decades. They relied on him as vice president. It wasn't a good look. And I think the third thing is there's nothing here that the White House would like but to make this story less of a story on the front pages. And when Hunter Biden's defying a subpoena, it allows the Washington Post, the New York Times, CBS, ABC, NBC, who normally skip most of the revelations about impeachment, they have to cover that, right? Oh my God, the president's son could be facing contempt. And I think those three dynamics probably went into this. And Abby Lowe is a very good lawyer. I don't know, you know, Kevin Morris is an entertainment lawyer, not a criminal lawyer, but when it comes to criminal law, Abby Lowe is a very serious, accomplished, smart lawyer. And so I think in this case, he read the cards, he read the politics, and whatever they thought they got out of the earlier defiance, it is now likely to fall into place that they'll get this. Jim Jordan and James Comer are clearly happy right now. And speaking of Jim Jordan, right after we go to commercial break, we're going to have Jim Jordan on the show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, the great freedom of speech case he's working on, Iran, and the dangers of that, and of course, contempt, Hunter Biden, impeachment, what's next? A lot of big things. All right. Now, before we go there, we've got so many great partners in the Just the News family. One of them, BuyOptimizer, some of my favorite friends, and they're doing some great stuff. And it's a new year, right? You think you got a new start, and there's no better way to start off the new year than feeling refreshed. And for that, you need a good night's sleep, right? And we all know that. If we wake up tired, we have just not got our mojo. So thanks to Magnesium Breakthrough by BuyOptimizers, my good friends at BuyOptimizers, you can improve your sleep and your overall well-being. The seven different forms of magnesium in this supplement are involved in over 300 enzymatic reactions in your body. Pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded when you take magnesium. From the quality of your sleep to your brain function, from metabolism to stress levels, this year, you can get the vitality you need to conquer your dreams. How do you do that? Go to buyoptimizers.com/justnews, buyoptimizers.com/justnews, and enter the promo code justnews at checkout. If you do that, you're going to get 10% off and order again and again and again. That's buyoptimizers.com/justnews. Enter the promo code justnews. BuyOptimizers supports us. You should support them. By the way, when you do that, you'll be doing your body a favor. You'll be sleeping better, feeling better. Your metabolism will be better. This is a really well thought out product. One I use. I love it. You should love it too. All right. When we come back from commercial break, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, joins us for all things impeachment, because there's a lot of them. We'll have that right after these messages. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code justnews15. That's the promo code justnews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. I'm really excited about our next guest. He's been leading the impeachment proceedings along with James Comer on the show last night. He's also been at the forefront of one of the most important battles for one of the most important liberties we enjoy in America, the freedom of free speech, which is under greater assault than any time in my lifetime. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan serves as the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, and he joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, good to have you back on the show.
Good to be back with you guys.
I know we want to dive deep into impeachment, but I want to start with something you did today. It's an important movement in the case. You've been investigating the government's role in censoring all of our speech, yours, mine, so many others. Today, a subpoena to the DNI, Avril Haines. That's unusual. The DNI doesn't get subpoenaed very often. You need evidence she won't provide. Is that correct?
Right. We haven't got any documents from ODNI, and we know that this was a effort by big government, big tech, big academia, big media, all to censor censor Americans' First Amendment free speech rights, primarily targeting conservatives. But we've gotten information from so many of those groups. We've done depositions of so many people associated with those entities, but we haven't really got anything from ODNI. So a subpoena went out for documents. Document production to the Director of National Intelligence. We'll see what happens. But this is critically important. We've talked before, John, and someone in the press, you understand the First Amendment, you have five fundamental liberties. Your right to practice your faith, your right to petition the government, your right to assemble, free press, free speech. The most important one of those five is your right to talk, because if you can't talk, you can't practice your faith, you can't share your faith, you can't petition your government, and you don't really have a free press. So free speech is the most important in this censorship, particularly in the social media area, which is now the town square, is particularly troubling. So we've had, we think, uncovered a number of good things. We're going to continue to do our work there.
Yeah, important stuff.
I love it. Yeah, we're going to be looking out for that. And I want to move towards the impeachment question, because obviously it's your committee that will handle that. But it's important to have information when you are going down the road of impeachment. It's important to have fact witnesses and reasons that would ultimately lead to an inquiry and impeachment. One such fact witness this morning you had in a committee hearing on the impact of illegal immigration on social services. And this woman, she's a Democrat state senator, and she had a lot to say. Tell us what she told y'all.
Yeah, we had a number of a good hearing today where people talk about what's happening in their communities, the cost to social services, the cost to schools. We had a witness today in the Immigration Subcommittee of Judiciary who's on the school board in New York. And she's actually an immigrant. She talked of an American citizen, but came here legally. And she talked about what's happened to kids there. Kids, one mother talked about how her son has only been on time to school a couple of days the entire school year because of the bus route. There's so many illegal migrants that are now part of the riding the bus to school. Talked about cuts to the safety officers training to protect kids at school. And of course, the biggest one is where we've learned that there's one school that they said the kids will have to learn remotely because the school is going to be used to house illegal migrants. And, you know, parents and taxpayers, I don't think, take too kindly to that. So that's how big this problem is. And the country fully understands it. 8 out of 10 Americans, according to polling, know that what's going on the border is, in fact, a crisis. They get it. They know that the pace of the Biden administration, if they continue on the pace they're currently on, we will get to 12 million migrants coming into this country in Joe Biden's presidency. That's equivalent to the entire population of Ohio, state I'm from, which is the seventh largest state in the country, for goodness sake. So that's how big this problem is. And it's why you see the focus in the Homeland Security Committee on Secretary Mayorkas and the impeachment proceedings.
Yeah. So on that front, there's an opportunity with the budget deal with the White House to get real immigration relief at the border. How far do you think Republicans can push this? What can they get for the American people to stop the flood, the scourge, the fentanyl, all the things that are making every city a border city in America?
Well, we were down there just last week. Speaker Johnson took, I think, the largest delegation to the border. And again, we talked to Border Patrol agents. We talked to landowners there. We talked to sheriffs. And then, of course, you talk with folks back in your district, you know, all across the country, not just at the border, like New York, where we just talked about the problems there. So this is huge. We've got to focus on, I actually think it should be a suspension. I think we should just say no money. Can almost be one sentence. No money can be used to process or release into the country any new migrants. The problem is so egregious, so bad, we got to just say time out, suspend entry. Now, there could be a few exceptional type of things. You know, if you got someone who needs emergency surgery or something, okay, I understand that. But right now, it's just open border. And as I said, we're on pace to get to 12 million. So I think the country gets the cause. It's the Biden administration intentionally putting in place policies that just allow folks to come in. They understand the magnitude of the problem, on pace to get to 12 million in the 4 years. The solution is to say, stop, time out. And we need to fight for that on every single bill that is a must-pass piece of legislation, which typically means the funding bills.
Yeah, that would be big.
And it's an incredibly serious issue. Another serious issue is tax evasion. And Hunter Biden, unlike yesterday, the circus that he caused up on Capitol Hill showed up in court, in federal courthouse today in Los Angeles, pleaded not guilty to those felonies and misdemeanors pertaining to tax evasion. I know that this is probably whatever happens today and in the future in this case is going to have an impact on what happens with your committee, Ways and Means, and oversight with respect to investigating him. Can you talk to us about what happened today and the future of investigations into him?
I actually think the biggest takeaway is not what Hunter Biden was charged with today. I think it's what he wasn't charged with, what they didn't look into. And that is the David Weiss, now Special Counsel Weiss, he let the statute of limitations lapse for the tax years where Hunter Biden got the bulk of the income from this Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. And I would argue that they did that because that's the one thing that really takes you to the White House, takes you to then Vice President Joe Biden and his effort and his work in helping Hunter Biden while he was on the board of Burisma, specifically conditioning the release of aid, American taxpayer aid to Ukraine, on the firing of the prosecutor who was applying the pressure to the company that Hunter Biden sat on the board of, this company, Burisma. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from what David Weiss is doing. Remember, they had the sweetheart deal where he wasn't really going to get charged with anything. A couple misdemeanors and the gun charge in Delaware. And then, of course, when people saw how bad that was, and we had the two whistleblowers come forward and expose how David Weiss had been conducting this investigation, everything changed. David Weiss becomes special counsel, and now there's these charges in the Central District of California. But again, they let the statute of limitations run for the years that matter the most when it comes to his taxes, and those were the years that dealt with Burisma.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sir, there are clear evidence now that the people Hunter Biden was in business with were under FISA surveillance. That's open in open court. There is clear evidence that these people were on the radar of the United States Intelligence, the FBI, the Justice Department, the Treasury Department. Two questions for you. Is there any effort to go see if there's any FISA intercepts of the Bidens back from that time frame? And two, were there any defensive briefings that would tell the Bidens, hey, you should stop dealing with these guys?
I don't know. You know, what we do know is there were 150 some, it's been reported, suspicious activity reports from the Treasury Department about Hunter Biden and the banks and the businesses he's dealing with. We had that one email that we got from the bank, the Asian bank, which said that, you know, one of the things happens is China tries to leverage and get access to political figures, family members to gain leverage. Was concerned about what he saw with Hunter Biden's business transactions there. So, I mean, there's a host of things that I think are troubling, but I do think the central story is It really unfolds with this Hunter Biden's involvement with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. I always say there are four fundamental facts. Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma, gets paid a ton of money. Hunter Biden's not qualified to be on the board. Fact number three, he's asked by the people who run Burisma, can you weigh in with your father and D.C. and relieve the pressure we're under? 3 days after that request is given to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's on a plane flying to Ukraine and saying, if you want the money that's already been approved, you want the money, American tax dollars, Ukraine, fire the prosecutor who was applying the pressure. Yeah. And of course, John, what's most important is that fact pattern is totally corroborated by the confidential human source, what he told the FBI, and what they recorded in the 1023 form. You know how many times Shokin is mentioned by the confidential human source when the FBI talked to him about this? 8 different times in that document.
Wow.
It talks about Shokin, the guy who gets fired. So that to me is the compelling stuff. And then you have what always takes place in these things. You have the attempt to sweep it under the rug, and that's David Weiss, and that's letting the statute of limitations run for Burisma.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And just a minute left. You contrast that with President Trump's case down in Georgia. We now have seen these documents, the invoices from Nathan Wade, the special RICO prosecutor connected to Fannie Willis via a romantic relationship, but also obviously legally. The White House continues to say we haven't coordinated at all, but he's actually billed hours with White House counsel and at the White House. It's untoward. It's unethical. Is it illegal?
I don't know that there's anything illegal, but it's, you know, this whole idea of what we're, you know, were federal funds involved in this. This is one of the questions we typically ask when we see this kind of stuff. We got this. We had this concern with Alvin Bragg in New York. So we're definitely going to look into this. And his you know, visits to the White House, the coordination there. Did the story about him working with the Democrats on the January 6th committee. So I think those are things we need to explore. And we plan to do that.
Folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, guess what? Another chairman's going to be on the show, Barry Loudermilk. Oh, by the way, if you were listening to Jim Jordan there, I want to point out, I think he dropped a big hint about where House Republicans may end up on the budget and border deal. There's still a little scrambling and backdoor negotiating going on, but I think he talked about suspending the right for any federal tax dollars to support any other illegal migrant coming into the country. That means cutting off the tax dollars to the NGOs that traffic the illegals, not allowing any Border Patrol to process another illegal alien. Now, they talked about some minor exceptions. A kid needs to come in for emergency surgery. Sure, his parents can come in. But I think that that might be a leap. We're going to ask Barry Loudermilk about that, see where he stands as well. And tonight on the TV show and tomorrow on the podcast, we've got Mark Green, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. So we're going to be able to ask all three of these very important players in Congress what they think. But first, let's take that commercial break. When we come back, Congressman Barry Loudermilk right after these messages. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Welcome back, America. You know, when I was going around the country in 21, 2022, the question I got over and over again is, when will we finally get some truth on January 6th? And I have an answer for you. You started getting it the day that our next guest took over, the Oversight Subcommittee of the House Administration Committee. He has been a tireless pursuer of the truth. He was falsely accused by the January 6th committee himself and cleared, of course. He is Congressman Barry Loudermilk. He joins us right now. Congressman, great to have you back on the show. The work you're doing, the amount of information we've learned that has turned this narrative is extraordinary. It just is amazing. Are you shocked how much the narrative has changed?
I am, really. I mean, in one sense, you hoped it wouldn't, because the fact that we're finding the truth, and it's so significantly different than what we and the media were told by the Select Committee. You know, it's disappointing that there would be such a narrative, a preconceived narrative that was tried to push as the truth by the Congress of the United States.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mr. Chairman, there's something that's really fortunate about having Secret Service and their need for solid logistics and information and planning and scheduling for January 6th. And that has been, I know, a source of some really solid evidence regarding what President Trump's plans were that day, if he actually intended to go to the Capitol, if he actually lunged at the wheel of the beast. Talk to us about that and how it's anchoring what you are finding out.
Well, the one thing is the amount of evidence of him pre-planning to go to the Capitol is zero. None. It doesn't exist anywhere. This is just in the minds of some of the people taking something he said off the cuff in his speech. We've seen unclassified documents from the Secret Service of the plans for POTUS on January 6th. None of them included going to the Capitol whatsoever. We've talked extensively here on this program about documents that we've been trying to get from the White House. We finally were able to get some documents that the Select Committee sent to the White House to keep us from having them. They sent them back to us redacted, heavily redacted. But even reading the unredacted portions of these interviews with people who were with Donald Trump, they were consistently asked, all of them were asked by the Select Committee, was Donald Trump planning to go to the Capitol? And they all said, no, he was not. And of course, you know, the interviewers, they don't like that answer. So they ask it again in another way. And one of them said, look, do you know the amount of logistics that it takes to just move the president from the White House to the Capitol? No, there were no plans, because it takes hundreds of people involved in that to make that movement. We even have testimony from people who were with the vice president, part of his detail. And if they had said no, if there was a plan for POTUS to be there, then we would have had a different security plan for the vice president, because you have to have two separate escape routes in different areas. So there is no one who was in the know, or who would have been in the know, has any inclination the president was going to go to the Capitol, because he wasn't. That was not in the plan. This is something that was derived by the Select Committee and has been tried to pass off to the American people as fact.
Mr. Chairman, I want to ask, if the committee had all of this extraordinary evidence that said, hey, there was no plan to go to the White House, and yet they said, hey, the president intended to go to the White House. And then they say, had all this evidence saying Cassidy Hutchinson, their star witness who kind of drove this narrative, she changed her story 3, 4, 5, 12, 15 times, errata, different accounts and different things. If they're willing to credit her over the Secret Service, what does it say about the intention of the January 6th committee of the past?
Well, I think what it says is that they had a predetermined narrative. They wanted evidence that fit within the narrative that they wanted to present to the American people. And if there was something outside of that, we've seen that there's two things that they did. One is either they just ignored that information, like the depositions that were sent to the White House and to DHS, or they had people change their testimonies. And that's what it appears happened with Cassidy Hutchins. Her first three depositions were totally different than her last two. And we found, as we talked about on this we found an errata sheet, which is for minor technical changes. Hers were substantial changes to change her testimony to match her sworn testimony to match what she said in public. The interesting thing about that, she changed attorneys during that time period. And so part of the issue is we've only been able to listen to what Cassidy Hutchins said of why she changed her testimony until this week, when we found that she had actually waived her attorney-client privilege with her previous attorney, Stephen Passatino. So now this opens up for us to hear from him, his perspective of why Cassidy Hutchins suddenly changed her testimony from Trump wasn't coming to the White House to the point of where he's trying to jump over the front seat of the beast to take control of the steering wheel. That's pretty significant change, and now we get to hear another perspective on that.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
Yeah. Material changes over the course of, 12 pages of errata, that the changes all seem to go in Donald Trump's direction. Amazing how that happens. I wanted to ask you, though, because I know you're going to have a lot of questions for her, and you've asked her to preserve and produce any type of documents pertaining to this. My concern, though, is, as we've talked about with you in the past, January 6th committee did not do a very good job of preserving documents and data and deposition testimony. Are you concerned that there's going to be an issue with her as well?
Well, we're always concerned with that, Amanda, especially dealing with this this group. However, she just published a book that just came out a few weeks ago. So you would think
that
a lot of that information that she still has in a box somewhere is producing this book. And I can tell you, I do have a copy of it. My staff, our committee has copies of the book, as well as some others who have written books. And we're going through that as well to help us in kind of directing some of our questions for her, because we want to get those documents, we want to get the evidence, and then we want to talk to her. We want to see what was really driving her to significantly change her testimony from somewhat in favor of Donald Trump to adamantly opposed to him.
Yeah. On that point, sir, there has been a report, I think it's Business Insider it was, that they saw some GSA records. We haven't been able to find them yet ourselves. We've been trying. That after January 20th, when 21, when Donald Trump left the office, she continued to remain on the payroll and work at the behest of Donald Trump. Are you trying to track those records down? And if so, what does it say that a woman who said she was so upset about the president would go on continuing to work for him for several more months?
Yeah, it's amazing that if someone is that bad, you still want to take their money. It just doesn't make sense to me. But yes, we've heard reports also since we've come out with this information about talking to Stephen Passatino and Cassidy Hutchins. We've had other people who were around and with the White House who have told us similar things, that she was actively trying to get a job in Mar-a-Lago and continue on with the Trump team. And some of them feel like that one of the reasons she turned on him is because she wasn't accepted for a position. Now, that's just hyperbole. I don't know. But these are things that we do want to look into.
Yeah, important stuff.
Sir, you know, there are a lot of January 6th defendants who are either still behind bars or are in the middle of a very costly court battles. And frankly, what you have been revealing to the American people will likely have bearing on some of those cases. What do you expect your timeline to be with respect to getting to a final answer, if there is a final answer?
Well, I like that, if there is a final answer. We're trying to move as fast but as thoroughly as we can, because we're evidence-driven in this. We're trying to find the evidence and go where that evidence leads. So we don't want to leave any rocks unturned. But we also know, look, I've only got till the end of this year that we know that we're still in the majority, because I can promise you that the Democrats are not going to continue on with this level of investigation. but we also have several factors. We have people that it could be helped that are sitting in jail. We also, this is one thing I don't understand about a lot of the media out there. The mainstream media was lied to by this select committee. They were duped by this committee. They ought to be as angry about this as other people are, because they should expect a level of trust just like the American people do, because the American people have a right to know the truth. And people in the press have a right to know the truth as well. And I think that mainstream media ought to be as upset about what we're uncovering as anybody else ought to be, but they just don't seem to be.
Yeah, that's a great point. They're upset about Lloyd Austin lying to him. Maybe they should get upset about the January 6th committee lying to him. That would be great. Sir, I got about a minute left. I want to ask a quick question. In the segment just before you, Chairman Jim Jordan's on. He says, listen, I'm so worried about the border. I think Republicans should suspend all funding to allow any more illegal immigrants into the country for the rest of this year. What do you think about that? What do you think are the right solutions? You got about a minute left.
That's the most logical proposal that I have seen. Look, there's only one sure way to secure the border, and that's to get a different president. I mean, that's just laying it on the line. What we can do between now and then is remove any funding that is being used to house and transport and, you know, keep these people who are purposefully illegally coming into our country. They need to be held on the other side of the fence. They need to be sent back to the countries they came from. And that is the simplest, most logical way to at least do what we can right now. But you're not going to secure the border till we actually have a White House that is willing to make America safe and to stop the troves and the millions of people illegally coming across our southern border.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. All right, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote. It's about elevating your voice, making your voice be heard. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots like you and I, committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda that's sweeping across America. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into practices that inflate drug prices. They successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and they've also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC's membership grows, Washington is listening. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews to become a four-year member for just $30. That's a great discount. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and so much more. It's a community, not a service. Take advantage of our election year sale. 4 years for just $30 at AMAC. By joining over 2 million Americans, they can't ignore your voice in Washington anymore. Join now at AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews. That's AMAC.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Be sure to stay on top of the JustTheNews.com website or download the Just the News apps from the Apple and Android stores. Why? We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage this weekend on the Iowa caucuses, on all of the political activities and campaigns going on around the country. And of course, if there's any developments on J6, on Hunter Biden and impeachment or the border, we're going to have that as well. One thing I'm keeping an eye on, this standoff down in Texas, where the state of Texas has seized control of a border entry point and not letting the feds run it anymore. Get out of here. It's our state. We got a law. Any illegal want to come through, we're going to handle going forward. That's going to end up in the courts, I think, at some point. But that is a historic moment. We broke that last night. We've been covering it stem to stern, but let's stay on top of it. It's very important. We'll be back tomorrow. Now, before you go, buy Optimizers. Those are my good friends, partners, advertisers, sponsors of a lot of things on Just the News, including this great podcast, John Solomon Reports. If you want to take Bioptimers, use that magnesium breakthrough so that you're sleeping better, you're living better, you're feeling better, your energy and metabolism are better. I'm going to get you 10% off your first purchase. So go to bioptimizers.com/justnews, bioptimizers.com/justnews. Use the promo code justnews at checkout. You're going to get 10% off. All right, that wraps it up. We'll be back Saturday with a very special edition, very unique event going on in Florida where anyone who wants to make a difference in the 2024 election, if you're just an everyday voter and you say, I want to get in the game, I want to get in the frying pan, well, there's going to be a Boomers Boot Camp in Florida. The first of what likely will be many. Our good friends at AMAC are going to join us for a special report on Sunday. You're going to love that. And tomorrow, we're going to have Chairman Mark Green on the show. So a great weekend of content. And on Monday, for Martin Luther King Day, we've got a very big special. What would Martin Luther King say about anti-Semitism? Guess what? We know the answer. He told us. Martin Luther King was a great friend of Israel, a significant fighter against anti-Semitism, and a great friend to Jews. Jews and Martin Luther King marched together during the civil rights movement because they shared a common goal of defeating hate. A lot of liberals today who embrace MLK when it's convenient ignore this side of his legacy. Well, we're not going to, especially in a moment where anti-Semitism episodes have soared 370%. So we'll have that special Monday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all good programming. You already enjoyed today's show. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Have a good night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.